Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Well, all right. I guess we're going to have some audio issues today. I see. It's your boy, Emax the Image, and you tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. We got, excuse me, eating some chicken nuggets and all of that. And I'm going to keep talking to you while I finish up my meal. Go ahead and dial in at 646-478-0944. While we listen to the song by Corey Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Fielder. Be right back.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison.
Touche, this world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system's too shady. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. Hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power, the first pig ever dead. The fat cowards,
yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beat? Where's the beat?
Yeah, 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 where's the beat? I'm not sure if y'all hit me like this, because that's what I hear. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're going to find out shortly, though. You know what I mean? This your boy E-Max, man, and we are going to have some fun tonight. You know what I'm saying? Just call in. You know what I'm saying? State your claim, say what you want to say, and we will get you on the air as soon as we can. You know what I'm saying? So, what y'all want to do is dial that number 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? Or just go straight to blogtalkradio.com, click on the live spot, and once you click on the live box, go to self-help, scroll down to your seat. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so what we going to do is get back into this carnival. You know what I'm saying? Broadcast from Cleveland, Ohio. Up here at Cheese Studios, you know what I'm saying, and just got a few things that we're going to talk about tonight. One of the things we're going to talk about is the National Report Card, you know what I'm saying, the education of our children. According to, you know, what ABC News and all of them is handing down, the Asians are in the front. Like what was that, 47%? And you got the white people coming behind the Asians with 33% proficient, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. Then below them, a big jump between the whites and the Latinos of the country is 12%. But we, black kids, man, 7%.
And that's just only a statistic based on 16 states.
Yeah, 16 fucking states, man. That's 13% of the country reporting. They, report cards, man. We down at the bottom of 7%. Now, what is that saying? That's saying that we need to get a little deeper, get a little bit more control on what's going on in our kids' lives. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all know that those tests really set up. They ain't really set up for us. But you have to remember, to survive in this world, you got to learn the rules of this world. Ain't no way around that. You know what I'm saying? That's a future line. Ain't no way around it. So if you want to see succeed in this world, unfortunately for us, we got to learn how to succeed in this world. Learn this world standards, procedures, and things of that nature, and just excelling. You know what I'm saying? But it got to start off with reading, math, and comprehension. That's the first thing, man. That's the most important thing. You can't get nowhere if you can't read and write. And if you can't comprehend what you're reading and writing, or what you're listening to somebody reading and writing, you ain't going to get it. Especially if you don't know nothing about math. I've noticed that a lot of kids have problems with math nowadays. What is that?
Excuse me.
That's something to check into. You know what I mean? For those, they could be, you know what I'm saying, exaggerated based on the demographic. You know what I'm saying? And we just might be in a position where shit, we fucked up. But all we got to do is figure out how to get more interactive with our kids in the learning process. We just might be able to push that number up above at least 10%. Come on. You know what I'm saying? There's only 16 states right now at this point, but it doesn't look good. It don't look good at all. And purposely, I believe, they put us on the bottom anyway to make us feel stupid. So, you know, if you don't feel stupid, then you should any damn way at 7% proficiency. Math is universal. Reading is universal. Comprehension may be, you know, a little bit on the biased side, because if you don't understand the cultures of a certain people that's in control, then you're going to get a whole lot of questions wrong. Your mindset may be different. Your thinking may be different, but it's, you know, it's what we got to deal with out here in this country that we live in. Excuse me, corporation. Now, y'all know me. I'm not putting no punches. I ain't trying to jump on nobody's team. I'm just saying that at 7%, being black myself, is a wake-up call to what we need to do, you know what I'm saying, with our kids. Teach them. Sit down and read with them. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to scream and holler at them because you know what a word is. Think of another way to explain it to them so that they get it. You know, sometimes that require a little patience. Sometimes that require putting a burner down. You know what I'm saying? Take that few minutes. You be on Facebook all the damn time trying to figure out what your dude is doing or what your girl is doing. You know what I'm saying? Or what somebody's saying. Or posting up there, you could take that time right there to help your child to learn how to read and not just read, but understand and comprehend, because they don't have reading understanding, they have reading comprehension. So they know to understand and comprehend two different words. They mean two different things. You know what I mean? That's what comprehension is all about. Knowing what the word means or a phrase means and how to break it down to get the clear understanding. You know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, how black people think, but how different people think. You know what I'm saying? So all of that is important in your comprehension cycle. So let's get down on that and continue to teach our kids to comprehend, all right, without being impatient. Just maybe we'll be able to get them up above that 7% range. Now, math is the easy thing. I know it's easy for me. So, but it's as simple as going 1 plus 1 is 2. You know, practice those timetables. 12 times 12 is 144. Maybe put a 0 behind one of the numbers. 120 times 120 is, you know what I'm saying, what? If 12 times 12 is 100, is 144, and 120 times 120 is what? You know what I'm saying? Put a 0 behind that. 14, 40. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, you gotta figure it out, man. Everything is about numbers and bases. Even geometry and all of the sciences is based on mathematical equations. So you got to understand how to do those mathematical equations. You want to be an engineer, you want to be an accountant, you have to understand how to add, subtract, multiply, divide. Not just numbers, but percentages, distances, areas. You have to understand the formulas to get to miles and kilometers. You know what I mean? The difference between a meter and a foot. You know what I'm saying? So let's get a little bit deeper into, you know what I'm saying, the cognitive skills that our kids have, which is reading, writing, and comprehension. Arithmetic should be natural, is basic, or fundamental.
You know what I'm saying? But those things will only help us to increase our odds of success in this nation. That's what you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So let us begin to figure out how we can take some of our minutes that we spare, you know what I'm saying, for dumb shit like arguing with our mates, you know what I'm saying, or trying to hunt them down. That type of shit. Focus on what's really important, because, you know, that man and that woman may not always be there. That child's going to be your child for the rest of your life, whether you're here or not. So take the minutes now and do something important that's going to help determine what type of future your child have, all right? Now, we're going to go to music rack. We're going to pull up Bald Head Fred. Big Chocolates. Good Talk Radio, man. We'll be right back.
Trinidad James, Like Django, unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with they demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest zap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the
All right. So we having some issues today. You see the switchboard is moving kind of slow, but that's all right. It's your boy E-Max, man. We gonna keep it moving. All right. I like the fact that I went online and I found this, like, in the top 10. It was Chris actually in today's top 6. So that was cool in the game, you know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. And you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio with your boy E-Max, the image. We are here every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. with Hood Tunes Radio, local artists, local music. Anybody and everybody is welcome. You know what I'm saying? Submit your music to E-Max, the image, one@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X-T-H-E-E-M-I-J-J, the number one@gmail.com. That's all one word. You know how to get down. You can also find us on Facebook. Just type it in and we there. Reverb Nation, YouTube, a couple things going on around in the city, man. All right? Just trying to get a little big. Got a lot of videos up there, stuff to do, random shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to send a shout-out to my people out there, Sport and Reckless Radio, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Contagious, y'all know what it is, Corrupt Radio, D Gambit Radio, and also Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Street. What's up, Al? You know what I'm saying? That's on Monday night. And then, like, tonight, we got your 9 to 10:30 p.m. on Hood Talk Radio. Earlier in the show, we missed it the first few minutes, we talked about the crisis that we have in our community about this educational thing, man. It's reading, it's writing, and it's arithmetic. You know what I mean? And when they say reading, they mean comprehension. That comprehension ain't just understanding. It's comprehension. It means what is it that this statement is saying? That is considered reading. Being in the 7th percentile of the nation, man, well, actually the first 16 states that, you know, decided to turn in their numbers, being in only 7% in that, you know what I'm saying? Forget where everybody else is.
West Virginia should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, straight up. You know, 7%. We got to do a whole lot better than what we're doing.
All right.
So let's make it a point to spend a little bit more time with our children, improving black folks, their reading qualities and their comprehension. You know, it might even help you some. Shit, quit spending so much time trying to get your shit together and help your kids get theirs together too. Don't forget about them.
Stop that word in that push.
You know, shit. Put it down for a minute. It's another thing I said I was going to touch on. I had mentioned it on Facebook, but y'all ain't ready for that one yet. You know, we sit around, we check shit out. You know what I'm saying? That's the only advice that I can say to you. Check it out for yourself, especially when you hear shit. I take notes all over the place, you know? I put little shit down on a piece of paper and just go back and check it out a little later, but I do those. All right. So, what we do is we search it and we check it out. Now, one thing that I figured y'all could handle, and I wanted to bring that up because y'all ain't ready for the baphomet. I know you ain't. You know what I'm saying? I posted that shit by folk, different places on the internet, and nobody had the courage, the kahunas, to come back. Now, I don't know why. It ain't like I know every damn thing. It's just that when I come across some information, the shit is always like, wow, I gotta share this. You know what I'm saying? And so I do. So I do. You know, on this one, I wanted to share with y'all what the Baphomet really stood for, where it came from, and everything, how it got twisted around, and like I said, y'all ain't ready for that. So, we're going to another topic from the Egyptian culture, and I promised that I was going to touch on that. Everybody out there always crazy and crying, and, you know, trying to follow with this alleged Illuminati detail of Julian. And I say alleged because none of the shit has been proven. Everybody looking at the same shit that we looking at all the time. Pictures, people with shits all over their face and hands on their mouth and on their eyeballs and hair down on their eye and this and that and the other. And I kind of wanted to break some shit down about that. Okay? But yo, I didn't know, and I was included up until maybe a day, maybe, I'd say about 24 hours. And it was so clear after going over this about 6 or 7 different videos and documentaries, listened to a couple of actual audiobooks about, you know, ancient Egypt culture. I came across a man named Manly P. Hall, and for some of y'all who's ever heard, some of the shit Manly P. Hall talks about is amazing. Then you got to catch him in those rare moments when, you know, he's sitting around groups of his peers, other wealthy people, and, you know, people that's in positions of power to be able to make changes and affect your life individually. Okay? First of all, I want to say that this New World Order shit ain't new. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that last week. We mentioned how, you know, when the sailors came over and Columbus finally made it here, and he fucked up, coked out and shit. He went the wrong direction. And when he got here, they called it the New World. The New World. So now we have, you know, some shit that's been going on for thousands of years, and how they've been trying to organize this to get the shit off, and things are starting to go their way. And so the thing that's funny about all of this is how everybody now is coming out of the woodwork with all this information. This is a lie, and this is the truth, and this is a lie, and this is true. I mean, we've been going through this shit for the longest. The shit has always been out there, but we haven't been looking for it. Okay, now you want to know something about the truth, and I've learned something about the truth. They ain't going to tell you the truth. You got to go look for it. It's out there, but you got to go look for it. All right? Now, the lock of the hair. The ancient Egyptians called it a child lock.
And what that said was, as a child, at least as a person born in Egypt, you are not a citizen. Okay? So they would have the children, 16 and under, wear child locks, child hair locks, which is just a lock of hair straight down over the left eye. Okay? And if your hair was long enough, it would be draped down over your shoulder. Now, the reason for that is just to let everybody know that you were not a citizen of Egypt at that point. You had to be, actually, they always had somebody looking out for you. They always had somebody watching over you, you know, peep your moves and see what type of person you were and this and that and the other. And if they felt like you were worthy enough to be an Egyptian, and they invited you to the ceremony that would coronate you into the Egyptian citizenship, which meant you had to follow all the rules of the land and whatever gods they believed in. You had to obey the laws of that god, and you had to obey the laws of Osiris. Not only Osiris, but you had to obey the law of the state. Now, I did not go into the definition of the word state for ancient Egyptian citizenship, but that got to be something that we had to look a little deeper into. But it did say that the person who wore that child lock, okay, was not responsible for not that they did not possess shit they know about, and you cannot hold them responsible for any of the mistakes that they made, especially when they didn't know no better not to make those mistakes. So when you see your favorite artist out there with the hair down over the eyeball and their hand up to their eyes and all of that shit and the hat pulled down, don't automatically think they're part of the Illuminati, all right? They have not been inducted. You know, the man said, you could be born on the steps of the pyramid and you still ain't an Egyptian unless you go through a ceremony. You know what I mean? You had to be enlightened. First, you had to be invited. They had to come and get you. And you had to show signs of interest in becoming an Egyptian citizenship, which meant you was going to be an honest person, a truthful person, and you were going to maturely participate in the affairs of the empire.
Which is what's going on now.
That's right. See, you could go to school, and once you got out of school, then it was up to you. You had a choice whether you wanted to go into citizenship or whether you wanted to remain what they call a Serb. Not from Serbia, but a Serb. See, we call them servants. Peasants, the Europeans called them. Peasants. The peasantry. It's fucked up. They got a lowly-ass bird called the pheasant. But, yeah, in ancient Egypt, you was a Serb. That means you were one of those people who decided that you didn't want to be a citizen. You was born here. So you felt you had a natural right, but that is not so. That's not the way that it was in ancient Egypt. Now, some of us may not have known that. I didn't know it, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, when you want to know about something, you got to go look for it. It's there. It's not going to have a sign on it like McDonald's and shit. Sale.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You got to go look for that shit.
Seek it out.
Confirm it for yourself. You ain't got to believe me. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But you were not. I ain't saying nothing.
But you know what I heard.
I ain't saying nothing. You know? The thing is that, you know, you had to be, what was it? They had 600 laws, okay? 600 rules, a daily rule, 600 rules. And they started out with, I have not killed anyone. I have not. So what we call the Ten Commandments, they had 600. All right? And the story of Ma'at brought out at least 142. But, you know what I'm saying, we have other informational streams that will break it down to tell you a little bit more than what you already know. And that's why I kind of like Jordan Maxwell. because even as a 33rd degree Mason, man, Jordan Maxwell still puts shit out there. And if you check it out for yourself, you'll find out a lot of this shit makes sense. Whether it's true or not, we'll never know. Because believe it or not, we weren't there when they made the shit up. And he'll tell you right out in the open. Yeah, we was in a secret room with about 12 other people, and we came up with these ideas, and this is part of it. And so now, as you see, this is what was going on then, and as a result, this is what we have now. And then he'll tell you in the same breath, I don't know why I'm still alive. You know what I'm saying? So check out some shit from Jordan Maxwell. It will surprise you. It's a little bit of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it's a lot. It might surprise you and change your mind on how you study things and, you know what I'm saying, look at current events. Because it'll even tell you that in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Unless you know the beginning of a thing, how can you know the end of it? So it's all relevant and it's all related. All you have to do is, you know what I'm saying, stick, just don't be the fool or the sheeple, as they call it, and only open the one book. You know, they called the Bible originally the little book. That's what the Bible is defined as, the little book. You know, holy, which is a whole other conversation, got something to do with sex. And, you know, y'all.
You ain't ready for that part yet.
You ain't ready for that one yet, man. Just like y'all ain't ready for the Baphomet. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy E. Max. Now, we brought the Baphomet up a couple years ago, but, you know, apparently nobody did their own research, so they couldn't grasp the brevity of that little bit of enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of information for you. Check out the planet Venus, all right? Not just the planet, but what does it signify? What does it really, how does it incorporate into our lives on a daily basis? And then the planet Saturn. I also need y'all to try to figure out and check, because I've done it already. I've done the research, but it don't make no sense to sit here and talk about the shit by itself. I got to be able to talk about something you understand. At least that's what the Bible say, right? If you go and you try to, you know what I'm saying, speak to a different language to a people that they don't understand you and shit, how they going to get the message? You know what I'm saying? So do a little research on the planet Venus. And do a little research on the planet Saturn and how it connects to our lives here. And you will understand a whole lot. Keyword I give you once. Black roads. Black robes, you know what I'm saying? What is the reason for the black robes, man? It will surprise you. It will surprise you. Now, I listened to Manny P. Hall for about 6 or 7 hours, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. Actually fell asleep listening to some of his speeches, and it really, really, really tripped me out to understand that the Masonic Order... And I ain't trying to get myself killed or none of that shit. I'm just going on what I heard. You know what I'm saying? What somebody said, you know, where I got the information from. So I'm just, you know, make observations just like you. I hear a lot of people out there, the one lady, you know, I'm a single mother and I ain't nobody. And ooh, so don't try to kill me. If you was afraid to put shit out there, you should have never opened your mouth. Don't try to talk against the gun and the gun pointed at you. Please, Mr. Gun, don't shoot the bullet. I'm only going to tell the people that you got gunpowder behind you. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? If you're worried about that shit, then you worry about yourself. The information that we've been given a responsibility to share is exactly what it's for. If we were supposed to keep the information and hold it, then we would have been training for what? Okay, the Scott is right or something like that. Because one thing about it, and I have to, like I said, I have to do some more research on this topic myself, because Manly P. Hall, this man was, the man was pushed to the top based on his views and his understanding and his knowledge of ancient Egyptian culture. And it's not necessarily the culture, but it was the mystery schools, and it was the secrets that were held dear, like citizenship. Once you obtained citizenship and you went on to whatever mystery school they selected you to attend, and you became a master in whatever it was, whatever craft that it was that you went into, and how they knew what class to put you in because the contribution you made, okay, the contribution that you made to the tribe as it related to the empire and the future of what was going on. If you was good at alchemy, then they sent you to the mystery schools to be able to master it. And the only thing they said that you could not do was teach somebody else. If you learned to be a master alchemist and you turned around and taught your little brother some of the shit they taught you in the mystery school, and he didn't want to go, he wasn't trying for citizenship, both of y'all was going to be beheaded. That's right, because it was a violation against the order to teach somebody who didn't want to learn the proper way. See, in modern times, they would have cut that would have cut the bootleg man out all the way. Ain't bootlegging no movies. They ain't have bootlegging back in Egypt. You wanted to bootleg education? Off with your head. You can't teach rah-rah. What you learned in the mystery school of science, or what you learned in the mystery school of religion, or what you learned in the mystery school of alchemy, or carpentry, none of that shit, dimensions and weights and measures. You had to be truthful and honest. You had to obey the rules of the state, all of the gods of Egypt, Osiris. I mean, damn, 600 rules of living per day. You had to walk a straight fucking line in order to be a citizen. But once you became a citizen, man, you became knighted. You became a knight. They called you sir. It was another name in ancient Egypt, but the translation of it was the equivalent to sir or knight in England or Europe. You know what I'm saying? So when they touched you on either side of your head with the sword, yes, that was some ancient Egyptian knight ritualism. But, of course, it was taken over and claimed as their own. But that was your, you know, beyond the ceremony. When the people that they selected to go on to be citizens, because everybody that wanted to be a citizen wasn't. Because, you know, like I said, they watched your ass from birth. But once you cut that child lock off your face, then you were held responsible for what knowledge you did or did not possess. Because becoming a citizen, you had to be enlightened. And in order to be enlightened, you had to be deemed worthy of the information and the knowledge that they was getting ready to pass on to you. You had to carry the next torch. And not just carry the torch and go back to the old hood and teach everybody, and ain't that some fucked up shit? Even back then, they kind of discouraged you from lifting up your brother man because they gave the choice to you. If you wanted to come up and be a citizen of the empire, then you had to go to school and you had to learn something so that you can be a participant, a mature participant of the Egyptian people. You couldn't just be born there.
But don't you see the same tools that you have to go through to be the president of the United States?
That's damn right. That's right. And in order to pass through those, you had to be elevated. And in order to be elevated, you had to be enlightened. And if you wasn't part of the mystery schools, you weren't going to be enlightened on shit. It was going to continue to be a herb. Come here, Walter boy. Put some water on my feet. They're dry. Do some research, man. Do some research. The only thing I'm going to say is if there's something on this show that you don't like, or something that you hear, you want to make comments, you can call us at 646-478-0944 and talk directly to me. Blog Talk Radio ain't going. We like to watch ridiculousness on on MTV2, y'all, so y'all have to bear with us. All right? But once you got that lock of hair cut off your face, then you are considered a citizen, and you are held responsible for your actions.
Yeah,
in other words, as long as you wore that child lock, then you were considered not to be held responsible for what you didn't know. And you couldn't be held responsible for your actions because you don't know no better. All right, now, what's fucked up is that they would rather you wear those child locks. Now, I'm not saying in ancient Egypt and in those cultures they would rather you did, because this was during the periods where they had just started the dynasties and the kingship on the planet had just started. But if you don't know nothing about the kingship, you know, you ain't really going to find the detailed accounts of the kings and how they became in the Bible. You got to go outside the Bible to find some truth in the creation and all this. And there's too many damn questions that's left out there. We must do a little bit more research while we're going along in these days, and then just maybe we can understand what's going on in our lives right now, right here today, man. This is your boy E-Max, and I'm going to play this song for y'all. Take a break. Be right back. Hood Talk Radio. gosh. Man, some of these videos we be watching is off the chain. Good Talk Radio, y'all. 646-07-8-0-9-4-4. Now, before we went to the break, we was talking about some ancient Egyptian shit with the child hair lock and what it breaks down to be. So maybe you can check that shit out and get up off of the Illuminati's diving board. Because whoever they are, whatever they are, man, when artists come out and they put that shit out there like that, it's even been on YouTube. It's usually the director that, you know, had an artist using certain hand symbols and this and that and the other. And 9 times out of 10, stupid-ass artists got to follow the director. If you don't believe that, look up what the director's job is. Okay?
That doesn't change.
Yes. You'll understand what's really happening. So check it out, y'all. 646-478-0944. Contact us through the show or some emails, man, and I can get you some of those links. I can help you understand a lot of shit that is not so easy to share anymore. You know what I mean? Now, when I say not so easy to share no more, some shit that, you know, you can watch the videos or whatever, but you can't subscribe to them. And, you can't subscribe to them. And so if you can't subscribe to them, I damn sure know you can't share. So some shit is out there. It's left up. It's been removed. And we, you know, they reposted all over the place, man. YouTube, the Vines, you got World Star Hip Hop, and all this. Now, don't just think World Star is all about me being like stupid, you know, saying showing their ass on cameras and fighting and all that. It's about more shit than just that. Another piece of social media. So quit being caught up in the bling bling of the social media game, man, and figure out what it's for and use it. There's some wild videos.
Mm-hmm. We watched this goofy ass video by this dude named Danny Brown.
All right, check that shit out, man. I'll figure out who this video is. Just, oh, man, yeah. These motherfuckers got some shit. They had a motherfucker.
It's a symbol.
Action Bronson. I guess he is the one rapper. Action Bronson.
AB.
There's so many motherfucking words you can use for AB, man. But y'all know what it is, dude. We live in a world to change. Nah, he got a new video.
Trap crack. Was it trap crack?
Trap crack. I thought it was.
Trap crack.
Oh, man.
Hey, right.
Trap crack. I thought that's really good. Yeah, the symbol. Action Bronson. See, y'all know we broadcasting live in Cleveland, Ohio, man. We are live. I'm serious. Because, you know, where else can you go and get in depth? You know what I'm saying? Or what's really happening? 2 Chainz. Oh, trap back. Okay. He wanted his trap back.
Right.
Oh, man, music business ain't going so well for him. So y'all know,
to do some research, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like
it. We also have,
as one of our topics tonight, a little bit of self-motivation, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to take advice from places and from people, you know what I'm saying, and you'd be surprised. Now, this nigga, no, he don't look right on that bike.
No, he's a video on himself.
Like this must be a new trend in videos, not black and white. So, it's not nostalgic, my man.
Is that what my trap bag is?
Well, it must have been like 5 in the morning because he's the only one outside. Okay. Ain't nobody out there, man. Right. You've been rapping too long. No.
Mm-mm-mm.
So y'all know what's up, man. We're going to get into a little bit of self-motivation, you know what I'm saying? You got to be willing to get up off your ass sometime. You're going to get tired one day of just sitting there and looking at the TV. You know, it's all fun for a minute, man, but then after a while and shit, you're going to realize, damn, I got to get up. I'm always depend on somebody. You know what I'm saying? So those kind of feelings, man, some Indian shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to, you see, that's some Indian shit. Like he an Indian.
It's a
black
business.
Like
he got a carpet on.
Oh, he in Compton now. Okay, so he playing California shit. I'm balls so hard. I should be holding the boxes of Adidas. Oh, that's the dumbest rapper out here now.
Yep. I think he was definitely studio
all day. If y'all niggas
remember,
stop.
He was a duffel bag boy. Get your money, live a duffel bag boy.
Right, that's all he's hearing.
Man, that's why we only getting 7%. This is new shit.
Really, really
that's why we are in the bottom percentile.
Richard, dick.
Right.
He's a dick.
Everybody know that nigga was OCO, man. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know.
Directed by Greg Field. So him and Greg are fucking
man. It's the East West thing, man. We trying to put it all together now.
Oh, they went back and got home, baby.
Right.
The movie.
Yeah.
Cut the nigga's finger off. Cut the nigga's boy's finger off and shoes.
All right, man. Get up. Brush off your shoes. You know what I'm saying? Try not to wear them same green and white shoes that you've been wearing for your little job interviews and shit. You know what I'm saying? If it mean any damn thing to you.
Pull up your pants.
Stop putting
on the
fucking tattoos. You don't need no tattoos on your face, man. Listen.
It's my black people.
Your rap career may not take off. Just like your basketball career may not take off. Your acting career may not take off. Your singing career may not take off. See, it's a rule out there that they don't recognize everybody because everybody can't get paid, then it won't be no servants.
You know, somebody got to buy the shit.
Somebody got to buy the shit, man.
Everybody can't be the star.
You know what I mean?
Now, who going to buy all the shit then?
Who going to buy all the shit? Y'all hear us laughing at Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz and these rapping ass motherfuckers that's out here talking. And you're wondering why our kids is in the 7% comprehension, math, reading. You know, they're following these idiots and they ain't even doing it right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get up and turn off that motherfucking iPod, put the plugs out your motherfucking ears, man, and figure out how to talk. Dude, I was selling my van at one point. And what made me put it for sale signs out the window was this dude called me and he was just like, hello, yeah, what's up, calling about the van. I'm like, hello?
Right.
Are you for real?
Yep.
Is this something like, do you know me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this a business call or what? Because I mean, is that how you talk business on the phone? Well, it's no wonder, motherfucker, because I didn't even guess. I told the motherfucker, shit, dude, I ain't got no job either.
Right.
And I use the word either because I could just about bet from the way he was trying to talk to me about purchasing my van. He ain't had no fucking job. He ain't got no goddamn training whatsoever.
Right.
Yep. He don't even know how to call a motherfucker on business.
Exactly.
And when I said, what's your name, dude? Stacks.
For real?
I said, who? Stacks.
He was a Stacks record.
I said, man, is that spelled with an X or a CKS? And he laughed. Because your mama didn't name you that shit, son.
Stacks.
Man.
Stacking Jason Burns like that.
Stacks. Jay. It was Sean. It was Ray Ray. And I was like, I wouldn't sell my motherfucking van to a nigga named Stax. I wouldn't sell my shit to a nigga named Ray Ray. Now, Mr. Johnson, how you doing out there? You know what I'm saying? You motherfucking Stax, don't call me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. So you got to figure out, first of all, how to talk, y'all. How to speak. If you don't know what articulate means, figure out what the fuck articulate means and learn how to do that. It might get you out the motherfucking projects. Huh? Seriously. Most of them motherfuckers you hear rapping nowadays, they learn how to articulate somewhere down the line or you wouldn't see them on TV doing what they want to.
A lot of these things be college educated.
Yeah.
But see, our youth don't take the time to find none of that out. You know?
No, they don't.
They want to go look like them, be like them.
Well, I ain't got a college education.
I'm putting tattoos all over my head. I'm going to Lil Wayne.
That and Wayne ain't stupid. That's and right, baby. All the niggas went to school. They got degrees. They ain't just come
here
straight off.
Here's black people. The black entertainers have fucking degrees. And something to fall back on after they little career excavate.
Yeah. So do the basketball players.
J.D. Moore.
Football
okay.
players. Football players. Oh, yeah.
He
going to be on TV or on the radio when he finishes rapping. He going to be one of the most popular
Jay-Z
motherfucking hosts in the
man.
World.
I can't get his name out. J.D. Moore. The new boy. Young boy. Big eyebrows song.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even get his name out.
I
can't see him. I can't
see him.
Boom,
Canada. Oh, Crooked Smile.
Yeah.
J. Cole. Yeah.
That's the thing. Because I'm like, what is this man?
You
know? He's got a degree in communication.
Right. You motherfuckers, oh, see, that's how you get inducted into the secret society, but
right.
to the citizenship. Because you got to go to school to master something.
In the days of people coming straight from the streets, just making it like that is
mm-hmm.
rare.
It's over.
They got some kind of education behind it. Ludacris. He was a DJ first.
Yeah, he was a fucking DJ.
That's
radio
right.
host first.
That's
he would play
right.
his music. It ain't like that, what?
Right. If you really serious about
man.
That, right.
Your motherfuckers don't know.
If anybody can make a rap tape and be on YouTube, now I'll make you a star.
Shit, even Too Short said his ass is sitting in his college dorm and decided to come up with a personification of somebody. And he became that artist. Too short?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker was in college for what?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing communications, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, motherfucker go to school to do something, man.
Right.
If it's what you want to do in life, man, find it somewhere in the area.
And I think a lot of people that really make it, they probably kind of fall off into it.
They
might
fall off into
it.
You
don't...
Shit. That's,
they happen to be in the right place at the right time. That does for the
part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From out here, back in the day, we had MC Chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MC
yep.
Chill,
yep.
excuse me, went to school to get into newspapers and editorials, and now he running the motherfucking Carlin Post. He wasn't keeping it alive, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because his music didn't go nowhere, but he had a career in publishing to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
So he took his career in publishing and started working for the local newspaper, and now he's the chief. You know what I'm saying? He the man in charge over there now. So it's a lot of shit like that going on in the city. He's like, oh, man, MC Chill. Oh, man, MC Coachee. Where MC Brains at? He ain't rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of motherfuckers that y'all look at, and 10, 15, 20 years from now, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be doing something different, and you're going to be like, oh, they fell off, but they still got them Porsches and them Jags and all of that shit. They still got them. So they ain't fall off that far. You know what I'm saying? They just doing something they went to college for. Take your ass to school. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? My old ass is trying to come to the realization that in order to get out that box, You got to go outside that box. And sometimes it means preparing yourself for a whole new experience. How do you do that? You take a motherfucking class. You do some research. And with the shit that we got on the internet now, you just got to figure out a way to pay for it. But as long as you got your internet on, you can pay for your class every month. You can certify yourself with some tutors and some teachers, some online classes. They work wonders. Okay, to free up your time and to give you the opportunity to be where you need to be, to do what you need to do instead of running all over the place. And yet, you can still get the same accreditation. They'll mail you a diploma and you'll still have one. A digital or e-diploma, as they call it. But if you request the paper, if you just got to have that piece of motherfucker, yes you do. Print it out. Put it on your wall and just in case you need to show some of your prospective employers, man, I'm going to put that shit up there, too. Now, Ms. Chi-Chi says, for all y'all young girls, keep your damn legs closed and quit having all them damn babies and maybe you can get your ass somewhere.
That's right.
All right, whether it's FTNA or medical assistant, dental assistant.
A lot of in your life.
Yeah.
Then you get pregnant. Then you can't work.
Then you can't work.
Do it.
Birth control is motherfucker.
That's right.
It worked both ways.
That's right.
You know,
that nigga you use the condoms or not.
You supposed always
show
my future. This nut gonna last a few minutes.
That's right.
So y'all got to think and take y'all futures. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to look at tomorrow and say, I'm just going to live for the day. So I'm going to let this motherfucker bust me down raw today. And I'm going to let him do it because I won't get bust down right now. He here. And the same damn thing from a nigga's point of view. I don't know if this bro takes a motherfucker. I'm going to pull out my jam, nigga. I'm going to bust down. Oh, shit, I ain't even got none. You still gonna bust it down, though. So what if it smells good and she clean? What if she get pregnant? Then you gonna be like, oh, man, okay, I don't want no babies, man.
Like that. That's how that story goes.
Got a few minutes.
I got a young friend, young boy. He got three baby mamas. He is 7 years old. For real.
It's the same damn time. I got two baby mamas at
three.
The same damn time. That's fucked up shit.
At least keep all your eggs in one bag.
Dang.
Damn.
Damn. I'm a good man. I'm a good man. Come on with all that shit. All right. And women, please. Stop letting a nigga hit even though he got a girlfriend. Especially if he tell you he got one. All you want the nigga to do is be honest with you.
Selling yourself short.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want the nigga to be honest with you. Be honest with you. I got a girl. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Stop doing that shit. Because
all you gonna get is what you get. That's it.
When the motherfucker ready to go, huh?
See, when you accepted him like that, you accepted all that money.
All that bullshit.
Man. If you see you in the street, he ain't got claims. But nevertheless, he's still living right.
Man. Dudes, man, y'all got to think above that bullshit, man.
Girl,
you with somebody, be with that somebody. You know what I'm saying? The world is fucked up now. Y'all must have forgot about that shit that's eating niggas from the inside out. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's that new shit. That right now shit that they was making jokes about. That shit ain't no joke no more. It's for real. Now how y'all know that shit is for real is because you ain't getting away with it. You'll be on YouTube or a world star with some worms and shit coming out your shit. You know what I mean? They may not show your face, but everybody knows it's you. So you have to think first, man. Think of the consequences. Everything has the consequences. Everything. To every action, there is a reaction. And to every reaction, there's usually a consequence. So it all comes in threes. You got to understand it. You ain't going to do something and nothing back is going to come to you. All right? I'm living proof of that shit. You ain't going to get into me. But what we is going to get into is how your ass can get up and do something and decide to go forward. I mean, hell, man, shit can be just seem like it's all fucked up. But, you know, is that a reason for you to just, like, shut down? You got to keep trying something. Something eventually going to fucking work. You know what I mean? You can try all kind of motherfucking shit. You can try everything you can figure out. Keep thinking. Don't just give up, nigga. That let your brain shut down. Keep thinking. You know what I'm saying? What? You know what I'm saying? Just like when you stand in front of a nigga, keep looking at you and shit. Look at your life like that. Like it's a nigga standing there looking at you like, what? You ready to attack that motherfucker, ain't you? Well, attack that shit. You know what I'm saying? Quit, you know, being so motherfucking eager to take your aggressions and shit out on another human being when that motherfucker didn't help you get into your state. You know what I'm saying? Individually, we all make decisions, man, to get us into a predicament or a situation or a circumstance that we find ourselves in. And as mad as we want to be, the point thing is that every motherfucking body else, man, the whole thing is pointing back at you. Don't never forget that. You can point your fingers back. You can point your whole hand out at somebody. They're going to reach out to grab it. Like, what's up, my man? And when you point your fingers to blame somebody else, how many motherfuckers are pointing at you? Huh? Let's learn how to make better decisions, all right?
Just to recap, we went over the National Report Card. Ring with your kids. We went over the child life. We let you know that, you know what I'm saying, what it means. If you don't believe me, go and check out the child lock with L-O-C, not L-O-C-K. L-O-C, that's a lock out here. Check that shit out. It's important. See what you're thinking about it. We got a little bit into the self-motivation. And with these last few minutes, I want to talk about this last thing. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because this is the shit I'm going through. When you go through a situation, man, like you get tired of these motherfucking jobs and this, that, or other, it's not hard to find another job, right, if you don't have a record. Now, some of us, we were smart enough when the time was good, time was up, and you could have, and you should have, but you didn't try to figure out how to have your record in front of this, that, or other. Well, now that we have internet, if you can just focus on keeping your internet on, a whole lot of shit you can get set up. Get your record expunged, man, because I don't give a fuck how good your resume is. You always have a problem finding a job unless you know somebody who can say, hey, man, it's a good dude or a good girl. Let her in. All right? Take the necessary steps. Get you a notebook for all your little passwords. That you do your little job hunting. And don't get mad because you ain't qualified for the job. It ain't your experience. It's your background. See, if you can figure out a way to find out if you're eligible, and nowadays you have to take some time and read, find out if you are eligible to have your felony record now. Misdemeanor records and shit like that, you know, jobs don't give a fuck about that shit. But you got felony, they don't give a fuck. How old? You gotta get that shit cleaned up, y'all. Take the necessary steps to get your record expunged somehow, and you probably go straight into whoop, like you're looking for. I mean, that's the best advice I can give you, because right now, I'm stepping into that realm, and all I can say is making phone calls and taking that effort. And so far, things is working. It works so far. So, you know, you're going to run into some roadblocks and some reasons, and, you know, you got to be smart about it. Think about it. Shit, if you ain't got no car and you got no money to get on the bus,
try and hook up or link up with a motherfucking center or agency that's within walking distance. You might have to sweat a little bit, but hell, look how much walking you did on the block.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at it like you get ready to go get a hit. You should go hit this lick that's going to last you the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying?
That's how much you put into it.
That's how much you was out there in the hood. You was out there on the block every day. You did your 3 days and you got caught. You did your time. You went to prison. You got back out. You was back on the grind, nigga, trying to get your money. How about flip that shit over. Now you trying to get back on the grind and get your money. And this is what it takes. You did what it takes to get into trouble. Do what it's going to take you to get out of trouble, man. That's the advice that I can give you on that. Because that's exactly the way I'm looking at things in my life right now. Hey, you did what you had to do to get there. Do what you got to do to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, they don't give a fuck how old that shit is. They look at it like it was yesterday. You know what I mean? And that's just from experience. So don't beat yourself down, man. Take those steps. You can be 62 and still got 3 years to go, and your boss bought you out, gave you a big-ass check, but you still got the government say you can't retire. Yeah, you just retire from there. You still got to work part-time, motherfucker, or something.
Because it ain't over.
3 years. It ain't over, damn it. We didn't give you your motherfucking sharecropper property yet. We didn't give you your watch for your years of service. So you good to about 67. And if you're only 62, we need about 5 more years, so you better go to KSC or Family Dollar. Because the Family Dollar ain't hiring felons. So.
They all go to Walmart.
Yeah, they all go to Walmart. Walmart don't give a fuck. They
Walmart hire everybody.
We'll pay you $5.
And then they only want to work part-time, so it's perfect.
Right.
And that's perfect for their whole fucking budget.
Man. So, I tell y'all what to do. Just go ahead, go online. Get into the yellow pages, man. The same shit that's on the internet. You might find a little more shit on the internet than you can find it on in the yellow pages. But in the yellow pages, you can find just about the same amount of information. At least the phone numbers or the websites and all this shit you need to go to. Start the ball rolling. I don't know how many times I've been advised to do so over how many years, but over how many years I still go through the same shit. You just finally got to get tired of it. So do what you need to do. There's another somebody in your ear talking that same shit because, hey, that's the way I look at it. But it ain't going to change until you do what you need to do. All right? We got 12 more minutes left to go and show y'all. It's your boy, E-Max Image, and I just want to tell you, there ain't nothing you're going to do in life going to be worth it unless you put a little bit more energy into it. And once you put into it, you will get a return. Now, I ain't talking about that movie like Downfall Queen. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know what that is, it's about this old Jamaican pimp, drug dealer, whatever, on a couple strip bars. He fell in love with this little bitty young girl from this chick who used to sell pops and shit on the side of the road. And so he took her up under his wing and paid for her to go to school, bought her clothes and fed the family and this, that, and other, all in hopes. And once she turned 16, that she was going to be his woman. And when she turned 16, and he popped that cherry and she fell in love with some boy 16 and called him an old fat man. Crushed his feelings. So, you know what I mean? That ain't no investment. That's a Chester move right there. An investment is taking your ass somewhere and finding out how you can relieve yourself of the stress or the background that you created being a thug, being a man in the hood. All right? So y'all know it's going to take you some time to get out that deep end that you dug, but that's the will that we leave ourselves in when we go out there on the street thinking that that dollar, as soon as you go to the store and buy you a mile to buy you a shell, that dollar is gone. So did you know it costs you $12 to smoke weed nowadays? You got to buy a mile, you got to buy a shell, and of course, the weed gonna cost you about $10. Every time you buy a dime, just think about the other $2 you need to spend. And if you gotta go get it, that's even some more money. So think about all of that shit, man. Is it worth it? All right. But we gonna bring APJ in. See what's going on. What's up, Al?
Man, I'm going to make this as quick as possible. I just got in for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. So you know that this coming evening, real quick, 15532. You could have a new Tucker's Casino. I'll be representing at 8 p.m. That's 44112 area code at the OPN. May Day is Now event. Now back to some other things real quick. I just wanted to let you know, man, that this coming Monday, 5 p.m., you know that fire on Kipling Avenue where the two girls died in a house fire that was deliberately set? We have let them know because they're standing water there, deep hole. It's eyesore, and it's still dangerous that if they do not fix the problem, that we will definitely shut that whole street down. So the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., whoever else chooses to come through, we'll be down there at 5 o'clock on, of course, Ivanhoe and Euclid. And that's like 15017, right there on Kipling Avenue at 5 p.m. That's a way for folks to see us doing something. And, of course, we still feeling good. Out of 20,000 people, we affected over 2,000 people when we went out there for that chandelier lighting downtown Public Square. And we let them know that we demand folks to shine light on 137 shops and what's going on in our neighborhood. So you want to play around downtown and at your money event, we don't come have to visit you and let you know you're going to have to deal with us. So that's all I have to say, man.
All right, all right. That's what's good. That's what's good. We want everybody to know that you can catch it with Al Porter on Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. right here on the Hood Talk Radio family show. We are always here, man, and I'm glad you called in because I had hoped to be able to get a couple of phone numbers off to some of our listeners out there. She was able to come up with some numbers. People out there were telling me that I was trying to find jobs and shit and there's some leads, and I had talked about it, but we got into the conversation of the Sponge and Records and things of that nature, so we came just a little bit shy of the time to talk about it, actually give us some phone numbers.
Yeah, I'll do that by next Wednesday's program as well. On Monday night's program, as well as your show, I'll call in and make it like about only a minute, because there's a program coming up where people can get their records expunged in Cleveland next Thursday evening, next Thursday. So I'll definitely do that.
Okay. Now they got some free clinics that's coming up on the 10th for at the Woodland. The Woodland Library, 5806 Woodland, is at 9:30 to 11. All right, so they got free legal aid clinics down there. You can come down there if you need forms or instructions on how to get the forms, or you know, it's free. So I pretty much hope myself I can get down there and sit in and find out about that because I'm going through the process now of trying to get my my old ass record expunged, man, because it is in my way of finding decent employment. And there's some work out there, man, but they just won't get past, you know what I'm saying, what I used to do. Now who I used to be, it's a big difference.
Right.
I'm still a hustler. I'm just hustling in a different way, man. So, you know, I got to hustle the system right now. If I want to get back into the system, man, in a different route, I've got to get back into the system on legit ground. So the same energy that I put in to go out there and sell my little work, that's the energy that I got to put in so I can find me some work. Man, ain't nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to it. It's just following the procedures, the laws of the land, dude. You know what I'm saying? So once the brother gets out of getting out of jail, Thursday,
May 15th, the Antioch Baptist Church, 8869 Cedar Avenue, expungement, serial criminal records, become employable, free legal advice from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. Well, look, you know what, after the show, I'm going to text you this number. You can call me back on it.
You know what I'm saying? And then that way, you know what I'm saying, I could get some information on that one too. But everybody out there, y'all know, and that's what's up. And there's a couple, it's a person, I can't think of her name right now, but she ran requesting me about some studio time. And I wanted to talk to you about that one too. So, yeah. So apparently it was somebody who's connected. So I checked out. So they mutual. All right. So that's what's up. So y'all know, man, this your boy E-Max. And we got Al Porter in with us the night before the show was out. And I want to say thank y'all very much for joining us because we enjoy your company. Thank you to everybody out there that logged on tonight and wanted to get into the conversation. We appreciate it. If you got any music that you want to, you know, have played on our shows, any one of the shows, just email it to theimage110@gmail.com. That's theimijj110 at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And we'll have the round table listen to it. And everybody put their vote in, and if it's good enough to get on, then you can hear your shit right here on any or all our shows, man. We are for the people, local artistry, unsigned artists, man. Signed artists is all about you. You know what I'm saying? If there's something you need to know, you can always listen to any of our shows that's been heard previously before tonight, okay? So, without all that talking, I'm going to let the song take us out of here, man. It's your boy, E-Max. It's Al Porter Jr., man. Thanks for calling in. Love you all, man. Love what you learned. You know what I'm saying? And comprehend what you know. It's your boy, E-Max, man. And we out. We'll be right back.